Well, about 8 years ago, I was making my way to a Relay for Life. It was taking place up at Bel Air High School, and I think they want you to warm up beforehand, so you can't park anywhere close to where the school actually is. And so I was making the journey from where I had parked to the school, and I came across someone I didn't know, but who was clearly also making their way to the same event. And so we struck up a conversation like you do. And as it turned out, there was a member of the church that I was serving at the time who witnessed this take place. And so when I got to where our spot was at the Relay for Life, she came up to me in her very matter-of-fact way, and she said, "Did your parents never teach you that you're not supposed to talk to strangers?" To which I, as a young, audacious pastor, said, "But I'm a pastor. That's my job." Which is true, right? And she remembered that, except actually, it was not entirely accurate, because it's not just my job, it is our job. It is the job of the church to be public, to be present in the world, and to make known the kingdom of God. You know, there's this song that I sang when I was little. We sang it a lot at the church I grew up at, down in Essex. Maybe some of you know it. It's a little cheesy, so I beg your forgiveness for that part of it. But it goes, "We are the church, the body of our Lord. We are all God's children. We have been restored." Anyone know that song? I got one over here. Oh, yep, good, good. And then it's, you know, had the verses were particularly cheesy. There was one that went, "The church is not a building where people go to pray. It's not made out of sticks and stones. It's not made out of clay." So on and so forth. "It's not a corporation for the business of our Lord." It was very fun. It was good for kids to sing about. And it's so true. We are the church, not this beautiful building, but we are the church. We who gather each week. We who sing praise to God. We who pray to God together. We who hear again and again the promises of the kingdom of God that comes to us. But we are not only the church that gathers. We hear again this morning that we are the church that is sent. To be church means to be sent out into the world, not keeping within this space and within this time these glorious recollections of what God has promised. But we are the church that goes out and brings that with us wherever we go. This moment in the life of Jesus' ministry is so important. It's important as last week was important. If you'll recall, last week we heard that Jesus turned his face towards Jerusalem. And today's lesson is important because it is the moment in which the ministry of Jesus extends beyond just him preaching and teaching and healing, beyond even just the 12. Preaching and teaching and healing, it extends to the 70. It is no longer a small, rebellious group, but it is a movement. It is, in fact, the church. And notice what the mission of these 70 is to be. They are to go where they go. They are to prepare the way for Jesus, and they are to bring peace in whatever house they enter. They are to be at the mercy of their host, to eat whatever is put before them. They are to heal. And they are to proclaim the kingdom of God has come near. To those who receive them, who welcome them, who allow them to stay in their homes and be fed, and also to those who reject them and are not willing to listen to what God has done and will do. To both, they are invited to say, "The kingdom of God has come near." Do we as church do that? Do we go out wherever we go and take that news with us? Yes, we certainly gather. Shoot, here at Epiphany, we gather four times a week. We gather and we witness a glimpse of the kingdom of God. We celebrate a God who welcomes all to this table to feast together, whether rich or poor, faithful or doubtful. All are welcome. And all are treated with dignity and compassion. But do we take that with us when we leave these doors? When we say, go in peace, tell the good news that God is love in word and deed. Do we take it with us to our families and to our neighborhoods? And here on God and Country Sunday, do we take Jesus' vision of the kingdom of God with us when we engage in what it means to be a citizen of this country? What, in fact, does it mean to be Christian and a patriot? I invite you to consider the possibility that we are part of the movement that began on that day when the 70 were commissioned to announce the kingdom of God. And as patriots, as citizens, we are duty bound to point to the ways our country reflects the kingdom of God. And there is a lot to celebrate. There is a lot to give thanks to God for in this country, where our children have access to quality education, where each person's vote counts, where we are finally, after too long, but we are finally treating the opioid crisis not as a criminal offense, but as the public health crisis it is for too many families. And for that matter, we are duty-bound to point to the ways in which we stray so far from the kingdom of God, where not everyone has equal access to education, healthcare, or housing, where immigrant children, no matter what you think of how they got here and whether they deserve to be here, they too are created in the image of God and they are being warehoused in despicable conditions. This is what it means to be a Christian and a patriot, to point to the kingdom of God, where we draw close and where we stray. Our job is not confined to these walls, where we hear words of the promise of the kingdom of God and what that vision looks like, where we sing hymns of praise to God, where we pray for our church, for our country, and for God's whole creation. But since this moment in the ministry of Jesus, we are a people who are sent. We are sent to draw in children of this community, as we did so recently to Vacation Bible School, to proclaim the good news of the kingdom to them, to go beyond with faith and with boldness and kindness and thankfulness and hope. This week, we are sent out to draw in the children who will find their way to day camp, to experience the slice of heaven that is Marloo Ridge, and to be a part of transforming community through generosity, inclusion, compassion, forgiveness, and justice. We are sent out through the ministry of loaves and fishes to show that the kingdom of God promises that no one goes hungry and everyone is invited into the beloved community. Truth be told, we are ever so far from the kingdom of God. And yet, And yet we are sent to proclaim that it has come near. We are laborers in God's vineyard. We are sent to be the church in the world. In Jesus' name, amen.